Praise God in these words, which are flawed and frail and human. May we hear by the power of your Spirit your word and find the strength to face the trouble of this day. That we may know you with us, that we may feel your presence, and that we may see where you guide us. In Christ we ask. Amen. So our text this morning is actually the lectionary, the suggested reading for Thanksgiving Day. And this year, when the calendar falls, we don't start Advent yet. Typically, you would start Advent the 4 weeks before Christmas on the Sunday following Thanksgiving. But the calendar this year is such that all of Advent is in December, which is nice. We get an actual Thanksgiving Sunday, a chance to kind of extend the theme and not rush ahead too quickly into Christmas. It is interesting, though, that the lectionary, the list of texts, chooses this one on Thanksgiving because it's not really a text about giving thanks. There are bunches of texts in the New Testament about giving thanks. Instead, this one says something about not worrying. And it took me some time to wrestle with that this week, but I think I got it. And if I'm right, then I also think whoever chose it is a genius and is on to something pretty amazing. We find a text in what's called the Sermon on the Mount. It's the longest sustained message that Jesus gives in the Gospels. It's Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. It's foundational in Matthew to Jesus preaching, and we find our passage in a section headed, "Do not be anxious." And anxious in English is from a Latin word that means to squeeze. Literally to constrict or even to strangle. And if there's a word that better matches the experience it's trying to describe, I don't know what it is. Anxiety is like being squeezed. Feeling anxious is like being choked by words. That's an experience that millions of people have had. In any given year, somewhere along the lines of 40 million adults in the United States experience some form of anxiety disorder. That's almost 20% of the population, 1 in 5 people in the country. Less than half of those receive any kind of treatment. Another 20% of American adolescents also struggle with anxiety. And this is above and beyond the number of us who don't have a particular disorder, but worry about things, that feel anxious on some regular basis. This is a ton of people in our country that are affected by this issue. It's a huge problem. But it's not a new problem. It's interesting, in the Sermon on the Mount, which is 3 chapters long and has great passages in it. The Lord's Prayer is from the Sermon on the Mount. "Seek and you shall find" is in there. "Turn the other cheek." "Don't store up treasures on earth, but store up treasures in heaven." That's all Sermon on the Mount stuff. But in that sermon, this section, "Do not worry," is one of the longest sections of the sermon. It's one of the things that Jesus said the most about in that passage, that section. The Greek word for worry means divided, to be pulled in different directions, which is another great description of what anxiety does. It tries to pull us out of the present, and make us worry about the future. It tempts us to miss today by worrying about tomorrow, distracting us from the now, which I think has to be the reason that this text ends up on Thanksgiving Day. One of the major problems with anxiety is that it forms a barrier between us and Thanksgiving. It keeps us from being grateful. Now, there's no secret. We're coming into a stressful time for a lot of people. Busy, hectic. There's money stuff, there's family stuff, travel stuff. Some people have health stuff. Some people are for the first time experiencing the holidays without a loved one. and they're still unfolding that grief. There are health issues, and there are life struggles, and they're not really any more common during Christmas, but they are, I think, more noticeable. And I think they may even be more difficult. And in the midst of all of that, someone connected Thanksgiving and worry. Someone set out to choose a Bible passage and considered what the Bible says that would be good to hear on Thanksgiving Day, and they chose, "Do not be anxious," which is pretty good. The idea here is that anxiety keeps us from gratitude. Worry is the enemy of thankfulness. And so the reverse is also true. Gratitude is a cure for anxiety. It's not typically possible to be thankful and anxious simultaneously. Whichever one you're feeling at the time is going to squeeze the other one out. The other has to fade. Now, as we move in here, I want to be clear. I'm not talking about medical conditions. While gratitude is good for everyone, if anxiety is a medical issue, it needs medical attention. And I would urge those who need that level of help to talk to someone about getting it. But for the rest of us, when we struggle to unplug from the soundtrack of what if, when we struggle not to expect bad results, for those of us that have a difficult time being positive or letting go of fears of the future, who feel choked or strangled, divided, and pulled apart by our worries, there is incredible wisdom here. There is deep insight about the ways that being grateful combats anxiety. Not just in the holidays, but as a way to live. This is no less than God's invitation for us to be less worried, to spend less time feeling anxious, to face this day recognizing that we are blessed and expect good from God instead of looking for things that could go wrong. To know that even if we encounter struggles today, we're not alone. God is with us. God is in the struggle with us. That the God who has been with us and been by our side working for good has not brought us this far just to drop us off, dump bad on us, and leave us stranded. God can be trusted, and if that's true, we can be thankful. In fact, just think about a quick inventory of your day to this point. We got up, presumably most of us in a bed that was in a home. We chose something to eat for breakfast. Some of us took pills with breakfast. We ate perhaps with our family. We cleaned up, showered, bathed. We chose clothing. We got in a vehicle. And we came to church. Just off the top, that's bed, roof, food, running water, electricity, and possibly medicine, all before you left the house. Now, I know some of you are facing some real challenges today, but that's like 10 blessings before you even got here. How many did you stop to get thanks for? How many did we recognize, celebrate? Whatever we find to worry about today is likely to be vastly outnumbered by the good things that we are blessed with in our lives. And Jesus gives us some incredible advice in this sermon. Never let the possibilities of tomorrow, especially the negative ones, replace the joy of today. Today's stuff is enough for today. Don't add tomorrow's what ifs and maybes to it. Live the day you're given.
Don't be divided by what might happen on some other day. When you are tempted by what if, replace it by what I. What I have received, the blessings in my life for which I'm thankful, the things in my life that are meaningful, maybe even better, what I can do. How can I be a blessing? How can I serve someone? What can I offer the world? Either of those two things is likely to help us worry less about things that we can't control. As Mike mentioned, this is the day on which we dedicate our faith promises. It's called a Joash chest. It's an old tradition here in this church. We come forward with those offerings, kind of like a dedication. And we say this often, our financial giving matters. But that's not everything that this is about. Maybe there's something else today we give. There are envelopes here. There are cards here. Keep in mind that if you put something in the envelope, we don't open it. If you put a name on it, we'll send it back to you. If you want to use some other card and leave it anonymous, that's fine. But maybe there's something today that you'd like to dedicate. Maybe there's a person you're struggling to give and you want to forgive and you want to make back your offer. Maybe there's something you've done that you're trying to come to terms with and forgive yourself. Maybe there's an issue you're struggling with, an addiction or a behavior. Maybe there's some change you know you need to make in your life. Maybe it's along the theme of the sermon this morning. Maybe it's just fear, worry, and anxiety. But whatever that is, whatever you feel God might invite you to give, to let go of, to turn over, consider including it in our box this morning. Even anonymously. Because what I have received and what I can offer, in other words, my gratitude and my giving, are both wonderful alternatives to what I worry might happen in the future. Let tomorrow rest in God's hands so we can enjoy and use the present. Today has plenty in it for all of us. Don't go missing it because of tomorrow. Do not be anxious. Be thankful and seek the kingdom today. And today will be enough. Because today